I see when I get bored, I make up my own movie.
You're listening to Distracted.
Pay attention to me, boy.
And Confused.
Are you not entertained?
Nope.
All right. Welcome to Distracted and Confused, episode 10. And this is take two because my computer died. This is also episode 77. And like I said the first try, please subscribe to our channel. Tell your friends about us. Rate us 5 stars. I'm sure we haven't got reviews since week 2 of this thing when we started doing that, like, kind of review us, and all our friends did it already.
Yeah.
So if you're a new listener or you haven't reviewed it, just review it. Give us 5 stars. Make up a story. Say you like us.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends, yeah.
Subscribe at Pod Distraction on Twitter, where we barely ever tweet.
Yes, but we tweet enough to matter still, kind of. So we bring back Nerd Al, and he is not even a guest to us. He's just another guy we can use when we can. And like we said, Al has a trend of when he's on. We're going to be talking about the top 23 Marvel movies, or the 23. We're going to rank them from 23 to 1 as a team. So that'll be pretty fun and not controversial at all. We are going to go over some news. Got some trailers that came out to review, like Godzilla vs. Kong. And we have what we've been watching. So start with our non-guest, who's a guest. It's Nerd Al. What have you been watching, and how's it going? Roommate,
it's been going pretty good. It's good to be back on the pod again. So one thing, or my work has been doing a thing where we kind of created this like movie book club. So we do a rotation where one person picks a movie that everyone has to watch, and then like by the next week give a review about. So we've watched a whole like slew of like different movies, and you've sat there and watched them with me, and suffered through some of the worst ones because. It's quite the variety that we've gotten. We've gotten everything from like Monty Python and the Holy Grail to the Green Book and to this one other really dumb horror movie. I can't even remember its name right now, but it's
what did you recommend? That's what I want to know. Cause Al, like, and I think he told me, and I can't remember what he called, but I can just picture him picking a 1950s movie like that. No one's going to want to watch, but what did you pick?
So I picked, so I picked an old war movie called Stalag 17, which was made in 1953, and it was
okay.
black and white film, you know. So, because we're
you just wanted everybody to think you're artsy.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sophisticated.
You watch this movie; it's not artsy at all. It's a drama comedy. It's not anything completely profound, but no, it's just something. It's a movie that I was exposed to as a kid, so I always had like an affection for it. Plus, I learned one of the side characters in Community was actually in it.
Oh yes, Leonard.
So, yeah, that's what which blew my mind actually. The because when I went to go recommend the movie, I went to see it like if it was on Amazon to rent, and they do like all the pictures of the cast underneath it, and so they showed like a current day picture of one of the cast members, like, oh my god, that looks like Leonard from Community. Oh my god, that is Leonard from Community. So that was a nice little fun surprise, but that's the one that I recommended.
So what was your favorite movie that anyone recommended? Like, what was the one, like, okay, like that person knocked out of the park? Sounds like there's zero, so
if anything, I'd probably say I had never seen The Big Short before.
Oh yeah, okay.
So that was the first movie that we watched in this, and then
it's all downhill.
Yeah, I was gonna say, and then the rails went off the rails.
So yeah, and I, obviously me and Al watch the same thing, like some we get our spare time what we watch and not watch, but usually I can get it inside of what he's watching. But this week we are on all different pages of what we're watching, because I'm just watching golf YouTube videos and random YouTube videos, and then Al's watching probably reruns of Community for the 75th time too. So what else is on your list that I don't know about already, Al?
You just kind of called it. Mostly I do like listen to reruns of stuff now.
Yeah, which is fair. So and Al, I did see Al was watching Auntie Donna actually while I came.
Yeah, so that's probably something that you'd seen, but that I hadn't really gone through. So I did go through and watch that.
Yes, and enjoyed it. Homelander's in that too, with the little cameo in that too, which is fun. So Jordan, you can go next, unless Al has any more things to add. But I want to hear what you've been watching.
We've been watching. I've kept up with WandaVision, so we got one more episode on there. I think it's
And I'll say that, I'll preface this really quick. Surprisingly, and I want to ask Alice too, Al's not caught up on WandaVision.
Okay.
I was surprised by that. And it's something that you think Al would be religiously watching, like how Mandalorian was. You got to watch it Friday when it comes out and keep going. Like, Al's behind, and I'm shocked by that.
Me too.
I'm probably just planning on binge watching it once it's like all out.
Okay, that's so hard to avoid spoilers. I just one thing WandaVision said, like, not this is not a spoiler at all, that like the season finale is going to shock people, and it'll kind of give an idea of where Marvel is going with like everything, you know, with this series finale. So I'm excited for the series finale, and Jordan, you can, you know, say what you're going to say about what you thought of WandaVision this week still.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I think it's good. I think it's starting to get more. I think if you haven't seen it yet, waiting till at least that third episode came out was probably a good thing. The first two are a little, we talked about it last week. They're very, very hardly, very harshly leaning into the old sitcom route, and with every episode they jump a decade. So, and they also give more clues into what's going on. So waiting to this third one, there's a lot more clues, there's a lot more intrigue. So I would definitely recommend it. I'm trying to stay spoiler free. That's why I'm kind of stumbling over my words.
Yeah.
But it's good, and I think it's getting better with each episode.
Yeah, and like you said, it's kind of added on top of that. Like, the first two episodes, you really don't get anything. You're kind of just watching some introduction to the characters a little more and the neighborhood. And this episode three, you kind of got a peek outside the neighborhood where it felt a little more Marvel-y more than the first two episodes, which is like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're cooked with gas. So
right.
I felt the same way. So what else you got?
I stuck with The Expanse, which is the sci-fi show on Amazon. And I actually gave it the attention it deserves, and I am hooked. It's not, I'm not hooked in the sense of, oh my God, I gotta watch it. It's more of like, they do a really good job of ending each episode on a cliffhanger. And I'm like, well, I just gotta watch the next one.
One more, yeah.
Yeah,
I've sunk this much time into it.
Yeah. And I was like, because after that first one and a half, I'm like, yeah, there's just a lot going on. And I'm more of like a sci-fi fantasy person where, like, at least when I'm talking about like watching film, I'm not always as interested in the hardcore sci-fi, which if you don't know the difference, it's sci-fi fantasy. The fantasy element in sci-fi is more, you know, with Star Wars, where you can say, oh, how did that work? Well, it's magic. They have the Force. They have technology, you know, very broad strokes. Whereas sci-fi is very nuts and bolts. Like, we do this. You need oxygen. A space fight, you wouldn't actually hear anything. It takes this long for your communication to relay, you know, stuff like that.
A lot of time explaining why you can't do certain things.
Right. Half the episode is explaining science around why things are what they are. So it is very much that. It is very, very dry in that sense in a lot of those elements. But I think it is built pretty well. It's intriguing enough. Because I almost bailed on it, and then I looked up, like, all right, I don't really know really shows that are on Amazon. So I was like, what is the best shows to stream on Amazon? And The Expanse came up as number one. So I'm like, all right, I'll stick with it.
Well, there you go. That's tough because you were on that edge and you stuck with it. So that's always tough. So
yep, I passed that four-wing rule.
Yep,
four-wing rule. And then on the other end of that, caught another episode of The Mayor, and I am out.
Yeah, that was I didn't like it either.
I'm officially out. Yep, it's bad.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm gonna say a spoiler for a show. It's I'm on season 55 though.
Like, okay.
Season 55. So if you haven't been watching, just haven't been watched. So season 55. I can't remember what episode it is, but it's called the National Football League and the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. Isn't that fantastic? Season 55. It happens. I'm excited for it. They beat the Packers, Al's team. It's good, over the moon happy about that. I'm excited for the Super Bowl, for the season finale. So it should be a good finale, but you never know what can happen. So I'm sure everyone's going to be tuning in, though, to that to make sure they can find the result.
I don't know if people are going to watch the most watched live event of the entire year.
Yeah, it's a big season finale. I'm excited for it.
If you had to compare, like, Tom Brady, like, joining, like, let's say the cast or whatever of that, like, what's the TV show equivalent of, like, bringing him in?
Paul Rudd coming in as Ant-Man? I don't know.
I was going to say the addition of Parks and Rec with Rob Lowe and Adam, Adam Scott. Yes. Those two added to Parks and Rec is like Tom Brady going to the Bucks. Like, it's like, wow, what a fit.
Or you could say Ed Helms into The Office.
Yeah, that's a little less lackluster, but
that's true.
Yeah, beside the point. Yeah, it's been a great season 55. Loving every part of it. And that's all I've been watching except for WandaVision. So
I'm happy for Tim.
There you go. I was going to say, it could have been a very depressing time for you. Yeah. So I think with that, we can move on to the news, and Jordan can get that started.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Okay, so I pulled the news yesterday, being Tuesday. We are recording on Wednesday due to some scheduling conflicts. Yep. And first off, we got a bunch of trailers. So there's some stuff, there's some stuff I missed from today. I did not go back and see what came out today. But we have Godzilla vs. Kong. We have Raya and the Last Dragon. We have It's a Sin. The Underground Railroad. Ginny and Georgia. And then that's it for trailers. Outside of that, we have Taron Egerton is going to star in an Apple's serial killer series with the devil. Wow, that was badly written. Okay, and a live action Harry Potter series is in development. John Boyega and Robert De Niro are set to star in a Netflix heist movie called The Formula. And lastly, I saw that there was rumors online that they are working toward another Game of Thrones spinoff series, this one potentially being animated. Oh, Tim, anything stand out to you?
Yes. So, number one, it's Godzilla vs. Kong. The trailer, very interesting. Al and I have been talking about how they throw Eleven from Stranger Things, her real name. They throw in everything now, and she's just kind of like there. I don't know if I like her anymore, but I don't hate her either. It's like, just, she's all over the place.
Yeah,
Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah, like she's just there. And then I've seen this. I feel like I've seen this trailer over and over again. Whenever I see a Godzilla or Kong movie, they all look the same. Like, they're big. We get it. Like, it's cool. But I'm still gonna watch it and probably somewhat enjoy it.
I don't know that I'm going to watch it.
Some people are over the moon about it. Like, dude, this looks sick. I'm like, guys.
I know.
It's Godzilla vs. Kong. Like, come on. I don't know.
Those big monster battles are just not up my alley.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do with it. But, I mean, it's the most interesting one on this list. Like, Raya and the Last Dragon, what it looked like to me was one of those pop-ups you get while you're watching, like, you're browsing the web, and it comes up on the side. It's, like, kind of there in the background, that cartoon stuff. Like, I just don't think that looks like anything watchable to me.
I think that, or what was it? Because that's a Pixar one, definitely. Yes, so, yeah, okay. Pixar has a pretty good track record, so I think...
No, that one's not Pixar. That one's actually Disney Animation Studios, so they did Moana and Frozen.
That's why it's the same Moana.
Okay, well, I mean...
I like how the brand matters, though. The brand matters.
Chances went down a little bit, maybe, yeah. But what was it? I don't think that wouldn't be a terrible one. I mean, granted,
and they did Tangled. I think it'll be good.
I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it, or by any means, but no, I'm at... Going back, I actually am excited for Godzilla versus Kong. I don't know what it is, actually, because
that's the funny part, because you don't know what it is. You're like, it's the big animals. That's what it kind of is. Like,
no, because the weakest part of those movies, like, is the people. Like, you don't go to those movies to see the, like, human characters in it. Like, and I find it so weird, because I was like thinking about it, I'm looking forward to this. Like, I like this. Like, I liked King of the Monsters, or Godzilla King of the Monsters, and the first, like, reboot, like, Godzilla in, like, 2014. And, like, but No, I was catching myself like why do I like these? Because there's other series where, because on the surface, like, there's just so much stuff that's thrown into these movies that, like, is just could be considered, like, just dumb, like, and that I would normally in any other series I would. So, like, I'm trying to think of, like, one to compare, like, and what I came up with, like, Transformers, where they would just constantly add in new stuff where it's just like, oh, okay, it's like war between, like, robots, like, we're. And then it's like, oh yeah, the war between robots, but they were here during, like, ancient Egypt or whatever, and, like, oh, they were here, and, like, there's dragons, and, like, Earth is actually, like, the Transformer. I'm like, that's just, like, okay, this is just dumb or whatever, but, like, you start with the King of the Monsters and everything, you find out, like, oh yeah, they've been here millions of years, like, ancient civilizations, and the Earth is hollow, and I'm like, yeah, give me more. Like, I don't know why, but it just, like... I don't know. Just like, there's a stupid factor to it that it just doesn't bother me, like, in this, like, series versus, like, others.
Sometimes that's perfect, though. It's like, yeah, loving something for them. You don't know why, you just love it. So I can appreciate that. I don't really love anything on this list. Maybe Underground Railroad. It didn't really have a trailer for it. It was just like kind of almost a moving image at this point. But I'm still interested in it. You don't. Yeah. Well done, because you don't need to really explain it or have a trailer for it. People know.
There's just a lot of really great visuals. But it's being done by Barry Jenkins, who obviously is. He did Moonlight.
Oh, okay. Other than that, I just some really quick notes. I think Robert De Niro is probably getting too old for heist movies. Maybe, I don't know. Jenny in Georgia looks like a daughter just having to worry about her hot mom being everywhere. And I don't know how there's real drama in that. They made it seem like there's big drama ahead, but I don't know why. Like, it just seems stupid. But and It's a Sin took a dark turn. Thought it was a gale happy time, gaming happy. And then it went pretty dark pretty quick. And obviously, it's a pretty powerful movie. It seemed like they're trying to go for it, more of this kind of happy-go-lucky stuff. But that was very interesting how it turned midway through the trailer.
Yes, to focus on AIDS. But I thought it was a very intriguing trailer.
Neil Patrick Harris, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. But I like the way that they're spinning it, and the way that they're showing it from the perspective of, the gay community, and they didn't trust that it was real at first. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. So I might check that out. I don't know.
That might be a word of mouth first, and then see where it goes. Maybe the chicken wing challenge with that one.
Yeah. outside of that,
Harry Potter's are pretty excited about this.
Yeah, we'll see what that ends up being about. I don't even know. I'm not
there's
quite
the
sure.
One, there's one SNL skit where Harry Potter, what's his real name? I like how I know all everyone's
Daniel Radcliffe.
I know all people's fake names, not their real name. He goes, like, they're doing a Hogwarts tour, and Daniel Radcliffe pretty much just, like, wants to be back there so bad, so he just, like, visits the school. It's like, Harry, what are you doing here? Like, we don't need you. You're like, oh, I just wanted to come visit. And then he tries to relive his glory days.
It's the guy who peaked in high school.
And then there was the image of Doug going around from Nickelodeon, where he's, like, an old man with, like, shaving his beard, and he's like a weirdo now. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I pitched that for that Harry Potter series. I just want to see, like, Ron going into the workplace, but, like, being kind of like, hey, you know Harry, right? Fuck, I did a lot too, man.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like it could be, like, a good SNL skit. I'm curious where they go with it. Like you said, the storyline they could really push. Or maybe even more than one season. I don't know if it's not going to be a limited series, hopefully, but it says it's a series, so it's not limited. So
yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be just as bad as Fantastic Beasts.
Which
I do not
like. I actually got, like, Cobra Kai vibes by that description of what you said for, like, what's Ron doing right now.
I was thinking of, like, The Office with Ron. Just, like, he goes into the workplace and he's just trying to be, like, this big guy, and everybody always is. He's playing second fiddle all the time.
Yeah, he can never get out of that role. So I like that. Yeah, that was good. Good storyline telling right there.
Hey, thanks,
Troy. Anything for you? Do we catch everything for you?
Yeah, that's I just wanted to at least bring up the Harry Potter thing. Outside of that, I disagree. I think Raya and the Last Dragon looks good, but outside of that,
bet it goes under 50%.
Under 50% Rotten Tomatoes?
Oh yeah.
I say no way.
Okay.
I'll take that bet.
No bet. We'll see.
Okay.
Stand on my ground. All right, so we can move on. We're going to do our Marvel ranking discussion. So let's get that going. No ad, right? We're just
no
doing
ad.
It, right? No ad. No All right, ad. Let's just do it. So what this peaked this was there were some articles, and I'm sure there's been plenty of articles throughout the years, ranking the Marvel movies from 23 to 1. So one came out recently where I'm like, this list sucks, and I wanted to get going on that list and kind of redo it. So the idea we had, and I actually do this strategy with my parents and family for dinner nights and movie nights. So what you do is you start with, like, for us, 23, but let's say for, like, dinner, we start with 10 restaurants. We all scratch off one, like, in order. And then once you're left with that last one, that's the winner. And that's where you go to dinner. So that's the same thing we're doing now. So we're going to scratch off our worst movies first, go 23 to 1 in order, and then we're going to find out our top Marvel movie as a team. So we're going to make a kind of a complete list. Does that make sense to each of you?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to make sure. We are distracted and confused, so we don't know, you know, how this can go sometimes. So I just want to get on the same page. And I'm going to write down the list that we have, and I kind of have a prep sheet. Jordan, you said you had a prep sheet before we were even prepping.
Yeah, I'm a nerd. I got a list in my phone. I got my Marvel movies ranked.
Yeah, and Al, it was all prep today. Did you kind of have a mental list before this? You even knew this was coming?
I knew ones that I liked. I knew ones that I didn't like. The hardest ones to pick were definitely the ones in the middle, just the ones I'm either indifferent in or like just ones I haven't seen. But I've also ranked ones I haven't seen above like ones that I just hate.
Agreed. Yes, I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I'm afraid that like because you guys are both pretty like nerdy. You guys, I'm sure you can agree to that. There's some movies I haven't seen, so I'm trying to put where to put it in the ranking, as well as some movies I see that I didn't like, and maybe some people liked them more. So I'm a little nervous, but I feel like we're in a judge-free zone for the most part, Jordan.
Yeah, we do have one rule, though. It's the veto rule.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which I added. So yep. Basically, if one of you adds something that I completely disagree with being anywhere near there, I can use my one. Everyone can use one veto, right? Mm-hmm. So say you put Avengers like 23rd, and I'm like, huh, no way, no way. That's way too low. I'm gonna veto that. So you have to pick another one. Al could come up next and just put it like 22nd, and I'd be like, well, fuck, now I'm screwed.
yeah. No, that's fair, and I love that rule. I hope that it's gonna come into play. It's gonna be strategy though, how to use it, because you can save it for the last like three and really make an indent on like what will be number one or two. So
right.
That's kind of fun. I like that.
So, I think once we hit the top five, I don't think I'm gonna be upset. But if somebody puts something they haven't seen pretty low, I'm gonna be upset.
Yeah, that's fair. Does anyone want to go first?
Because
that person who goes first, it's not a snake draft. This is or anything. This is like once you're first every time.
Okay.
I say, Jordan, you go first because I think you have the most credible list as of now because you've had it for years and years, maybe. Al, you go second, and then I'm going to go third.
I want to go
second, actually. I think I have two that are like really shitty. So
okay.
I want to get one of those at least on my list so I don't look like a fool first round.
I'm going to go with the absolute worst being the Hulk.
Okay.
And I'm going with that because I feel that it doesn't, as bad as I think the other movie that's debatable in this spot is, the Hulk doesn't have any of the charm of a modern Marvel movie. It was not done, you know, in the same way. It doesn't have that shine that even some of the misses now have.
Yeah. Incredible Hulk sucks. That was my 23 as well. Just not even close to any of the movies. Everything else kind of has like some kind of charm to it, like you said. Like even my 23 has like a charming character at least, but it's still that you know that
there's
low.
There's no good mix of comedy. There's no nothing else to it.
That's just it's just a clear 23. Al, was that a clear 23 for you?
It's definitely one of the like worst like three that I picked. What was it? But I agree all in that sense. It was definitely before Marvel kind of found its vibe with what like they wanted to, their movies to be. Plus, just like there's all the I feel like all the other films that came out, like even the ones that were introductory ones, they at least like tied together a lot better. But like the Hulk just had nothing like that tied in with each other, except for like the end of the credits thing where was it Tony Stark shows up like, hey, I want to recruit like this guy who I'm also not going to recruit until like five movies later with the Avengers. Like,
yeah, we given the Incredible Hulk too much time. And speaking of Tony Stark, 23 on my list is Iron Man
22.
So that was one I saw in a lot of. You got to do some research on
what Iron Man one or which two. One did you two
two. And a lot of the rankings had that one close to last. I don't remember seeing the whole movie, honestly, but that one didn't really stick out, and it's super low in all the rankings. So I'm going consensus with this one, Iron Man 2, not the one of the top even two Iron Man movies. It's top three, technically. So that's my second one. Does anyone have any disputes?
I would put the other Thor movie, Thor 2, worse than that. That would have been debatable.
You'll get your time.
I'm just saying, that's my only caveat, is I think that one is marketably worse, but that's fine.
That's fair. Okay, Al, you get your next choice, and then it goes back to Jordan.
I'm continuing with Tony Stark and going Iron Man 3.
Oh, okay. So I had it a little higher on my list, but I meant for Iron Man being such a lovable character, solo movies are not as highly beloved as I thought they would be.
The first one is, obviously, but then they kind of missed on the other two.
Yeah, which is surprising because, just his character just stands out as one of the most beloved. So I don't hate the pick. I think it was early on my list, but you know what? I think we're going to have some differential here and there. We're going to see that come through. So, Jordan, you kind of agree on this then.
I think it's quite low.
Okay. Well, the good thing is you get to pick as well next to kind of the one you kind of hinted at. It seems like
I'm going Thor: The Dark World, which is the sequel to Thor. It's really bad. There's really not much, and it's actually the one that's next because me and Sabrina are going through and we're watching all of them in order, and it's. The one I'm like the least excited for, so we've kind of pushed it off because I'm like, this one was the one I was debating it being the worst. We actually just skipped the Hulk in general, so I guess that one is the worst because I was like, there's no reason for you to watch the Hulk, like you don't need to know it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna piggyback off yours really quick because I am up next. I'm picking Thor next. And taking out the list, I had Thor Dark World and Thor right next to each other, kind of, you know, half and half. So I wasn't really wowed by those. So we can just piggyback and put them together, and they're in the bottom. They didn't crack the top 20.
So these are right now we're looking at all. Most of these are phase one.
Yeah.
With
Thor 1.
Iron Man 3 and Thor being the first two installments in phase two. So it's very early on stuff was not as good.
Yeah. So, we get to come back to Al now. So yeah, I don't want to waste too much time.
Yeah.
Detailing the ones that are shitty movies.
I wouldn't say they're shitty, but I think obviously with Thor, as it goes on, Thor's character, obviously they start to realize that Chris Hemsworth is funny, and they start to set him up in a lot better situations to actually accent his comedic humor. Especially as soon as Taika Waititi starts directing him in the third one,
that entire franchise changes.
You know, and Tom Hiddleston's character gets better and better and better. But yeah, these first two, they just take him too seriously, and it's just not good.
Yeah,
but that's the thing. Like, I think they took him too seriously. Like in his own movies, when he played off of everyone in the other ones, like they didn't realize like, oh yeah, this is the character that people like, not when he's brooding and. What is it?
Yeah.
When you start calling it Shakespeare in the Park. Like,
and I think we'll see that foreshadowed as our list goes on to kind of how we still respect Thor. Maybe. I mean, we don't know our list at all. This is kind of off the cusp. So we'll see if we kind of, you know, respect the later movies that came out for Thor. So I just said Thor, which brings us to Al for our next pick.
We're getting into the territory where I'm worried about offending people.
Yeah, judge-free zone.
I'm going Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Yep, you're okay, Al. I had that around my 14-15 list, so it's not really that far off of what I was thinking, at least. Jordan, what about for you?
A little low again. I think anytime you get all those characters together, the movies are naturally more fun. But there's maybe only one other movie I could argue that should be lower than that.
Okay, there you go. Well, Jordan, good news. You're up next.
Hey, look, it's me. I'm sorry, Tim, in advance. Yep. Captain Marvel.
And by the way, I can't use my veto if I wanted to right now and get it in the top 15 if I wanted to, but I'm not.
It's not a good movie. It's just, it's too bad because I feel like the character could be better, but she's so detached bland. From everybody. Right. Bland is exactly what it is, right? So she doesn't trust the people she came from. She doesn't trust, you know, her previous, you know, history when she was a human because she doesn't know them. Like, yeah. There's no relationship she builds with anybody. So you don't get to see her bounce off of anybody, really. Like, the scene with her in the bar with Fury is probably the best part of the movie. Outside of that, it's not great.
And it's funny because, like, I try to rewatch this recently, and I just didn't get through the movie again. I'm like, okay, like, I really want to watch this Brie Larson movie because, that's my girl. But I just couldn't get through it again. I'm like, all right, like, I'd rather watch something else than watch Captain Marvel again for a rerun. So that said a lot. And I'm like, damn it, I wish I liked this movie more than I did, but I just couldn't do it to myself. So I'm very okay with the 17. I'm happy with where it went. I thought it could have went lower, honestly. So yeah. I'm happy that you guys kind of gave it some respect.
I was going to put it lower than probably Age of Ultron and possibly Iron Man 3. So yeah.
This one might be a shocker. I'm not sure. So I'm trying to explain how I can explain this. Ant-Man with Paul Rudd. When I first saw Ant-Man, I was not expecting to be a good movie at all. And Dale, don't cross it off yet. Let me talk first. And I was surprised that Paul Rudd was good in Ant-Man. Like, this is not bad at all. And then all right. So then I go into Ant-Man and Wasp. I didn't think they got that much better. And it lost the shock factor of me thinking it was good. So I'm going Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. I didn't hate it necessarily, but Ant-Man was so better than my expectations were that Ant-Man and Wasp didn't reach the expectations I had after Ant-Man. So I'm going Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I still love Paul Rudd. It's just not the top. I don't think of Marvel and think of Ant-Man. So
this is, I think, a really good spot for it. I agree. It's a step back from the charm of the first movie.
Yeah.
It gets a little complicated with, you know, them going inside of, God, what was the, I'm trying to remember, where do they go? The quantum zone? That one's just, it loses you a little bit.
Yeah. Like I said, it's just, I wanted to preface that I enjoyed Ant-Man for the reason I didn't think it was going to be good. So the expectation factor always kind of plays a part in what you think of a movie too. So I think Ant-Man's not that far away from going, you know, on this list. So but I think Ant-Man and the Wasp was a little worse than Ant-Man based on everything. So that's where I have it.
Perfect. Good with me.
All right. So Al, you're up next.
I am chickening out of my next lowest one and I'm just gonna go with I'm just going to go with the original Ant-Man then.
Okay. Yeah, Al's playing a scared game right now. You don't want to play a scared game. Like, we want to get a good ranking, but I think you say it's bold?
No, I said be bold.
Oh, be bold. Yes, I agree. I think Al was pretty bold the first two. He had ones that are a little lower on my list. Ant-Man I had right next to Ant-Man and the Wasp, so I'm not surprised with that either. So I think it's a good spot for it. Jordan, you kind of agree?
Yeah, I think they're pretty close.
Yeah, so
I'm giving my intended pick. I'm giving it another three spots advance.
Well, I mean, you played it safe. Hopefully, you're bold next pick. I don't know. We'll see. Because, like you said, middle gets a little tricky. So, Jordan, you get to go up next.
I'm gonna say Captain America here.
Which one?
The first Avenger.
Okay.
So yeah, that's right. The first Captain America movie. It is, again, where they're still trying to figure out the vibe of what Marvel movies are. And they get part of it, and they do a really good job of setting up and why you should care and introducing the character. But it gets a little cheesy and a little long, and it's not a bad movie. Like, it's hard to sit here and say, you know, why it should be low, because it's a very enjoyable movie. But I just, it's obviously the worst of the three Captain America films.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to type as I'm talking, and I put the first averager. So it's about average.
Yeah, about
it's average. An average movie.
Sure. So it is my pick, and I was debating on going to another Captain America movie, but once again, I'm scared of the peanut gallery a little bit too.
You just lectured me on being bold.
I know. But, and I don't know what the popular opinion is for the number one Captain America movie, but I'm going to go here with my pick of Captain America Civil War. And I think that Winter Soldier is more popular than the other one, but I'm not too sure in that.
Yeah.
I haven't really felt out the internet for that at all. But I'm sticking with my guns and going to Captain America Civil War. You don't have to veto, but just, do we have any disgruntled podcast guests on the show right now?
I would argue it's a couple spots lower than it should be. I think, in general, they came up with a very good reasoning for why. Because, you know, at some points you're like, why are these superheroes fighting each other again? Like, especially after Batman v Superman, you're like, I don't want to see them fight each other. But I do think they did a really good job and a good reasoning for why they were against one another. Everybody's thought patterns and, like, this is exactly why Tony would do this. This is exactly why Cap would go this way. Everything was very well thought out. And again, anytime you get, like, all of the characters working off of one another, it's really fun. And I just like watching, you know, Tony and Cap argue with one another.
I'll tell you this as well. Once you said Captain America First Avenger, my list became like, fuck, I like all these movies now. Like, it was at that point, like, my top, like, 12, 13 was like, God damn it, I like these movies. I have to, like, now say the ones I like and have a reason for it being not in my top 10 and stuff like that. So it was tough, but it's still not in my top 10, like I said, and I'm okay with the pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one that I'm considering vetoing it, but I don't think I'm going to, because I think this is an old list that I'm working off of here, but I have it 12th on that list.
Yeah, and we're third. That's third. I have it
right, which is, it's so close.
It's not worth
it. But after, like, looking back at some of it, I'm just like, man, I really like it. And
spoiler alert, Jordan, if you veto it, it's gonna be my pick, because that's actually the one that I was going
to. All right, yeah, ruined that. So there, okay, you go.
So yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to veto it, because I'm saving it for, you know, some of my favorite movie. I want to make sure that one's up there.
I'm helping you out in case we do.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm not vetoing it. I'm just, yeah, this is where it gets tough.
Yeah, so we stole your pick. I stole your pick. What do you have for us now?
Just one I haven't seen. It's one I haven't seen. I don't care, or I wouldn't be offended if you veto it, or if I'm missing out on something. Spider-Man Far From Home.
No, it was next to my list, actually.
Jordan is just fuming.
I'm not fuming. It's just, there's a worse one, and I just don't.
Oh, out of Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Man. I
know you do.
They're just so good.
Jordan, yeah, once again, I would not veto it. I have it number 12 on my list, so it was literally the next one that would be gone for me.
I have it 6th.
Whew. So this would be a big... I guess
I really have
to veto it. You can get it in...
Oh, is it one that you haven't seen, or have you seen...
No, I've seen it. I've seen both Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home. I much rather watch the Homecoming one. I think it was me watching that one first, like I said, where the expectations were low, but it actually turned out to be really, I thought it was really well done. But Far From Home, I didn't have that same wow factor with it again. I don't know. But it would be, it's number 12 on my list. So, Jordan, if you vetoed it, you can get it at least up to number 10. That would give it a top 10 finish.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at my list of what I think is worse and where am I.
Where are you psychic?
Because I do have at least one that's worse.
Al's brains and I are on the same page right now. I'm liking it. So we've been on the same page. Jordan's a little bit off on his, not off, but and like obviously different folks for different strokes. So
I think I'm saving my veto because there is my favorite movie that I want to make sure is way up at the top. So
okay, all right, fair. So Jordan, you're up next now. You get to.
Okay, this is Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Which yeah, I think is definitely worse than Civil War and Far From Home. It's not as compelling because I don't feel like you care as much about mm-hmm. Doctor Strange.
That's what that was my point of putting it. I had a 10. I put it in my top 10 right at the edge. Once again, yeah, I don't have the feel of like I care. Why should I care about Doctor Strange?
Right.
If he's there or not. So
he's very arrogant. It feels like a rerun, a worse version of Iron Man. Is kind of how I put it. It's just like this well-to-do guy, very selfish, and all of a sudden he figures out a way to have powers, and he's kind of still doing it for selfish reasons. Yeah. But
if you remember when it was, I said I wasn't gonna really watch Doctor Strange. I wasn't about it, and then like people was like, just watch it, you'll like it, whatever. And I just had negative thoughts about it before, and it took me a while to watch it. When I actually did watch it, I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. Like,
no,
and I probably should have had it lower than 10, honestly, but
yeah,
I still enjoyed it a little more than I thought. That's why I kind of had it higher.
What did I pick? So Captain America First Avenger, I do think is worse, but I have Doctor Strange on my list at 17. So okay. It being 11 is really way too high for me. I don't have any intrigue or really care about that character.
I have a 12 on our list. 12.
Okay.
Wait, Al, what'd you pick?
I had it at 8, actually.
What did you pick, Al?
Wow.
My last one that I picked.
He picked Civil War. Or no.
Far From Home.
Far From Home.
Okay. Sorry. You're right. You're with number 11. So that's my mistake. That's one of the mistakes that producer Tim will have. And then Jordan had Doctor Strange at 11. Okay, so that brings it to me. Wow, I do not want to be up right now. Okay, so this is tough. You're hurting feelings now. You're in hurting feelings territory. And I
feel like there's two obvious ones for this spot.
Which is not good. So I have a trend that I'm just going to keep with, and I'm going to go Captain America again with Winter Soldier. Like I said, I didn't know the popularity between the other two in the first place. Uh-oh. Is that a veto I'm hearing?
No. It's not Captain one America of
them. Reach into the top 10. Al, do you have any veto you want to pull out either?
Not yet.
Jordan, I just don't. Like you said, I don't feel like we gave any reason while Civil War and Winter Soldier were better than the other ones. And we have
Winter Soldier, I just think, is such a good spy thriller that kind of puts everything on its head and really kind of puts Captain America in that light of, like, take this guy seriously and take his world seriously, because you could easily just think that he's a joke. And it does such a good job of really encapsulating everything that a modern Captain America would be.
Well, do you think that was like why it was more popular than, say, like a First Avenger, for that like extra serious factor? Like, you think First Avenger like was more like too cartoony?
Yeah,
like, in that
I do think so. Yeah, they really, and especially because I think that this is when they brought in the guys that ended up doing Endgame and everything else after they were working on. Yeah, the Russo brothers, after they've been working on Community. So, and they took it and made it more serious. It's just a really good spy thriller. I've always not been as high on it as other people have. Nick, this is his favorite movie of Marvel.
I'm sorry, Nick.
So he will be very upset.
It's top 10. I mean, we're in top 10 now. This is like... this is cream of the crop.
There are still two other movies I would put behind this, but
yeah. So we get Al up next, and so we're at pick at number 9 now. So we're in our top 10. So Captain America: Winter Soldier, first top of the top 10. So we're moving on to 9 with Al.
I am going to pick. I'm going with Spider-Man: Homecoming.
Veto.
I love it. I love
that
it.
That wasn't the one I was saving it for, but fuck that. That's too low.
It wasn't. I would not have vetoed it. It was a little higher on my list, but not too much higher. So I would not have vetoed it myself. But that's, and Jordan, you're going to be disappointed at some point. I don't.
Yeah, like, no, I am. But 9 is too low for that movie.
Jordan just like every movie. He wants every movie to be 1.
I was saving that for one specific movie, but.
Okay, if Al says one I like, can I veto him again?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Okay, so I'm back up Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Okay, yep, there you go.
Yeah,
that's what belongs there.
I was debating like switching like the two.
Oh, sure, you just made me use my veto.
No, I'm sorry about that, but I was debating just because like the two, or I don't know. I hate the middle of the list. Like, yeah.
This is the top now.
No, I'm a little scared because Jordan's a little intimidating now because he's getting very like excited about the picks. A little angry, a little excited at the same time.
He's doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, it's called passion. We need to bring some. Yeah.
I love it. No, and Jordan, you're up next. So you get to kind of decide the fate. I'm scared to veto anything Jordan says now, but I kind of want to do it just for funsies.
You can do it. I don't care.
Nice. Okay. Number 8.
I am going to say at this point – Avengers Infinity War.
Veto.
Okay.
Love that. Okay, keep it on the list. I had it pretty high too, but I would not have vetoed it. I didn't think I had the same energy that Al just had to really like the passion behind debating it. Do you want to debate it off right now, or do you want to kind of save that for when it's picked, actually? We can save it for when it's picked, yeah. So that's fine. So, Jordan, you're up again.
Damn. Now I'm put in a spot. I personally,
you just did it that. So.
I know, but he was between two. That one felt like my very obvious. That's where it needed to go, because I think there is a jump at 7 in my top 7 are ones that I'm constantly rotating around as my favorites. I'm gonna go. I know. Between two right now that are both probably going to make Al mad if he thinks that Infinity War should be higher.
So we're gonna, or let's say we're getting an Avengers movie coming up. That's what it feels like.
The Avengers.
Good 20. Pick. I'd like that.
I had it higher, but there's no reason to veto it. I think it's fair at 8. I think a lot of people have this in their top 5 of movies, I would say, this 2012 version. But
I, on my list, it's 3. But again, this is kind of an old list, so.
I think it still stands to be a top 5 movie. I don't want to veto it. And I think if I don't veto now, it's no point, though, but. I'm kind of saving it for the top now. I have the only veto left, so I might have the power to pick number 1.
You
so
do, yeah.
It's pretty exciting stuff. So excited for that. So I get to go next. I'm at 7, and my next two movies have both been vetoed.
Okay.
So this is tough. Like, I'm gonna make one of you guys mad with this pick based on that. So I apologize in advance. So. I'm going to go with Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So, Jordan, I want to hear how high was it on your list? Like, I guess, do you want to explain that yet, or do you want to just wait till the end when...
Like I said, I kind of rotate my top 5 frequently. When this list was made, it's at 5, but re-looking at this, I would put it at 3.
Ooh, okay, so I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I think Spider-Man kind of gives me the outside edge of Avengers, like in Marvel sometimes, where I don't really feel like it fits in some of the other characters, but I still very much enjoy the characters and everything around it. Storyline is all good. I just don't have the wow factor for me, but it's just a very well done movie.
I like how different it is and how much it really leans in and accepts the fact that it is a just a teen coming of age movie. And that is first and foremost. It wows me. I mean, it does to me.
Okay.
I think that's also the point of Spider-Man, though. Right. Like, he's more the everyman, like a superhero, versus like everyone else is like world ending like threats. And his is just like.
And it does get to a point where you can't have every movie, you know, being the end of the earth or the end of the planet. And it is nice that they step back and they could do just a small time movie, kind of like, you know, Ant-Man. They scaled everything back.
Yeah.
It really didn't have far reaching consequences, but it was enough consequences for the character and made us care. And I just like that, you know, Spider-Man's really just more about him and his relationship with Tony and him becoming a superhero and trying to figure it all out. And we've seen so many Spider-Man movies, and this one's just head and shoulders above all of them because they finally get the character and they're finally doing it right. They're finally dealing with the weird high school age of like, who the hell am I? Who am I growing up to be? And all of the innuendo about him like going through puberty and crap is really funny.
I definitely enjoy it. I for sure enjoyed it more than Far From Home, but like you almost wanted to veto that one. So it was very close to you, it seemed like. But for me, Homecoming is way better than Far From Home.
Yeah, it is.
Enjoyed them very much.
I do really like Mysterio in that movie, and I would put him as one of the best of villains. So that's why that movie I still really like.
And I do want to say one thing before we move to Al's pick with number six. Now we're in our top six movies of Marvel. For 22, 21, 20, and 19, we had Iron Man and Thor. And now Thor and Iron Man have made it to the top six. And I think that kind of says how they're so different. Like Iron Man started off so hot, and two and three were bad, while Thor kind of got better as it moved on. So I think it's an interesting twist of how movies series can go.
Yeah.
And, what can be done to fix them.
But Iron Man's such an outlier because those sequels are not good, but within all of the movies, you can't. I mean, Tony Stark is kind of what makes those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is, especially in Endgame, that's really his movie. You know, like he is the main character of that. So it's hard to kind of separate that.
Yeah.
I think the problem with the sequels, like with Iron Man, is like it has that sequel syndrome where they're like, oh, what did they like about this brand new film? Like, oh, like they liked that. So let's do that 10 times more or whatever. So it just kind of, it just becomes like too weighted down by like trying to just ham up like the things that. I don't know. It's like the Hollywood producers like saying like, oh, you got to put in more of this. That's what they liked the first time. So do more of it. Just less is more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Whereas, all right. And the best thing about Iron Man is how he deals with others. So.
Yeah. All right. So we move on to Al's pick at number six.
God, because
all of our answers take a little longer because it means we care. I like that. Like you're getting a little more pause in these answers because we actually care and kind of want to put it together a good list. So I think it's cool.
I don't know. I'm probably going to regret this, but I'm going with Black Panther.
And that's my veto. There we go.
Good veto.
So perfect. So, I'll fill some airtime while Al is thinking for his next one. I had Black Panther very high on my list. I'm not going to say where yet, but it's just one of my favorite movies just based on soundtrack, story, characters, everything involved with that I love. So I had – that's for sure my veto. I think that was – I had a feeling it would be because on some real list, ranking list, it was around that 6-5 mark. So Al wasn't far off from where it kind of the general consensus has it, but for me it's just a little higher, so I had that right to do it and I did it. So
this is the only Avengers movie or this the only MCU movie that was nominated for Best Picture. So
love it. All right, so Al, sorry about that, but I gave you some time
to think.
And what do you got for us now? I didn't fill out all that airtime.
I am gonna screw it. I'm going with Thor Ragnarok.
Okay. Oh, what the fuck!
Sorry, Jordan.
I know I'm gonna tick people off at this point.
Jordan, like, stop sex. Like, what are you gonna do?
I got no veto.
You got no veto. You used it too soon. What did you use it on, Spider-Man? And then it went 7. You maybe
I saved it 2 spots.
Yes, that's a bad value on your part, I guess.
Well,
sorry, Jordan. So you're on the 5, Jordan. It's your pick.
I got a feeling I'm not going to be asked on for a while now.
This is Infinity War.
Okay.
It's a very good movie, but I would say the one thing that does drag it down a little bit is that there is a lot going on, and you don't quite get as much from the characters because there is so many juggling storylines.
Yeah, this is
a fair critique.
And that's where I would put it lower.
Yeah, no, this is a fair spot. I'm glad this was one Al vetoed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad Al vetoed it to get it to 5. I think it deserves the top 5 in my opinion. Obviously, I think Jordan would have it a little bit outside of that, like around 7 or 8. Is that correct?
I would have had it at I put Avengers lower than that. So about 7.
Yeah, so yeah, the veto worked out for Al there. I think Al had the best veto so far, unless mine comes into play. No, I think I might have the best veto, but I think.
Oh, no, wait, yeah, so yeah, Al vetoed it at 8, so that's where I would have had it.
So, yeah, around 5. So I think that's well done. Get up 3 spots. So I think this is my easiest decision, not based on anything except for I have a tier 1, and there's 4 movies in my tier 1, and there's one not in my tier 1, and that's Iron Man. So. Some people might have this at the top 1. I don't know, but for me, it's not in that top 3 for me. So I have a top 3 that I have. It's not in there. So
this one, for the longest time, was my number 1. It rotates in my top 5 just for the pure sake of, one, yes, it is a really good movie. Really good character development. Really good plot setup.
Good series setup.
Set up everything, and I think that's it holds a little bit of that nostalgia, and it's like this is what kicked it all off, and it was so great that, you know, that just this thing that you'd never, maybe if you were nerdy enough you'd heard of Iron Man, but I don't think most people had. So it was just such a really well done and such an engaging character. And the effects on it, the suit, the way that everything was put together, it was just such the perfect movie at the time. And I just think it holds up so well. We watched it again 2 weeks ago, and it's just still really good. But at the same time,
new movies come out.
Some of it doesn't hold up as well. There's some really misogynistic shit in here, because that's what Tony was.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, it seems like you guys had a top 3, both of you. It seems like Al, it kind of had a gruntle from you on your side as well. Is that true?
No, I mean, okay. It made it to the top 4. So I am more than satisfied with it. Like, because I think this one, it gets like slept on a lot with these lists. No, for everything that Jordan said, I totally agree with. And like, I love just the balance of tone in that film, where it doesn't go like too like heavy and in one direction, like in any way. Like, there's comedy like throughout, but it doesn't like just be obnoxious. It doesn't get obnoxious with it. It's not like dreary and dull like at all. And no, just like, and compare that to like this movie. Yeah, again, like no one like really outside of like a diehard comic fans like really knew anything about Iron Man or any there's no like expectations for it. And then, but even still, like just completely blew everyone away for the time. Cause I'm trying to think, like, this movie came out in, what was it, like 2007 or 2008 or something? Like, think about like what the other superhero like films were at that time. The Dark Knight was the most, yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy was probably the most like competitive, like a, or the best like a superhero film at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that there was like nothing that compared to it. Yeah. And then this was just hit like that other, like all that alternative niche, like that didn't go like
right.
dark and dreary of like Batman, but like, and it just kind of opened up like a whole other avenues of like what a superhero film could be like.
And, you know, we talked about, and we've, as you could tell by our list, you know, the, a lot of the early movies just don't have that charm of a Marvel movie. Whereas the original Iron Man really almost captured it all like right away. It's that great balance of humor and levity, but with good action, good effects, and good character development. Like you cared, and, you know, this is really what got it, because then you went to the Hulk. There's no comedy in that. There's no levity. The same thing with Thor. Same thing with Captain America. Like it just, they just failed to really do that outside of this movie. And I guess the major thing that really separates this from the other two is the plot. Whereas, you know, it's just a very well done plot, and the other two kind of just miss a little bit on that.
Yeah, I think we gave Iron Man a lot of love in this one. So, yeah, no, that's good. You guys are passionate about it, which is fun. Yeah,
I feel like we should have done that for Ragnarok, because that one, that one's my number two movie, and it's
Do you want to give it some love really quick? I mean, because you mentioned how Thor and Thor Dark World kind of got knocked out pretty quick, and how they picked it up with the character development and really putting some different things in there and make Thor funnier and kind of use him the right way. Do you want to kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think overall they really figured it out, you know? Like you said, how many times can you continuously have Loki doing mischief and Thor, you know, trying to figure out whether or not he's going to become king? And they just really figured out a great balance that, and then it kind of introduced in, which we'll get to, the Guardians series, is kind of that wackiness that Taika also feeds off of and brings more of that to the table. And I haven't seen that one in a long time. I think probably at least a year, but it just, it blew me away with how good it was, because the first two Thors are so bad. And this is just such a turn the other direction. So unexpected and fun throughout.
Yeah. And I'm glad you got your little airtime to talk about it. Because it is incredible. You got your little airtime. Yeah. Well, no, you wanted to come back to it. So we did. So we know it's going to be on our number three list, because Al is up right now. And I vetoed it before. So I'll let Al like pick it here. I think it's the right spot. So say it, Al. And let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I'm going with Black Panther.
Okay.
I was trying to like think about just like, oh, like what other name could I just throw out there just to mess with you? But like, yeah, no, there's three options.
It's time. Yeah, I get it.
So it's Black Panther.
So, and I was the one that vetoed. So like, and I like I said before, I love every character in it. I love the story. I love the music, the soundtrack, what it meant to have like a black superhero as well. The Chadwick memory as well, kind of being into it, kind of being diced into it now. Because now you're watching, you're kind of thinking about his character, what he put into it, how much like creativity he got to be in the role of like creating the how his person speaks and hearing these behind the scenes things that he did to make the movie great. I just thought it was fantastic. And I, like I said, with Captain Marvel, I cannot rewatch that at all. It's just this one, like, it's boring. I can watch Black Panther over and over again with no issue at all. So, yeah.
And if not the best villain in all of the MCU, then second best, at least. I mean, Killmonger is just fantastic.
Yeah. No, there's...
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan just rocked that role.
And I'm very disappointed he's a one and done, because I wanted Michael B. Jordan to stick around for a while.
Yeah, no, that's tough. But I don't really know anything I hated about the movie. So, I mean, when you get that kind of range, I have it as my number one, which is it was like, there's two that I just love, and I put that one number one. It could flip flop, you know, like Jordan said, list change. But right now, in this time, it's my number one choice. So I'm still happy number three being on the overall list. But
the only critique you could possibly probably make about this film is a more of an MCU overall issue, and that is that a lot of the times these characters end up fighting a mirror image of themselves. So they both end up getting Black Panther suits. Like, it's just it gets a little CGI when they're fighting down with the gravity trains. Like, but that's the same thing with Iron Man, right? In every single Iron Man individual movie, he fights another guy in an iron suit. And the same thing with Ant-Man. He fights,
Hornet or something?
Something like that. Yeah, the Yellow Jacket. So it continuously, they do that too much where they end up fighting basically a mirror of themselves. This kind of falls into that a little bit, but I can't fault that when Iron Man did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and good news to you, Jordan. There's only two picks left, which means you have...
I technically get to pick number one.
Yeah. By you picking two, you're necessarily picking the number one movie. So there are two picks left. We have Guardians of the Galaxy, and we have Avengers Endgame. So I think I know where your head's at, but I'm going to let you go and speak it into existence.
I'm glad you think you know where I'm at. I'm trying to determine on whether or not I have some biases or... what really needs to be done. Fuck it. This is me. Endgame is number two.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew it, Jordan.
So I know. Yeah. I know you knew it. I know that everybody projected that one coming. The only reason I'm going to again is Endgame is basically a part two, right? And there's just so many things going on. And I do think that there's some parts in that final battle scene that I just think are not good. Unearned issues. Like, a lot of people do like the scene where all the women come together and fight at the end, but I had an issue with it from the start. I'm like, why would they all be there? It's too convenient. And I read a really good thing that someone had wrote on Twitter of, this is why this scene doesn't work. It's this is not earned. Marvel hasn't put enough female characters forward enough where all of a sudden all these minor characters come together. No, like, they didn't earn that scene. You haven't put in the investment with them. You haven't given them their shine in the light. You know, finally, you know, Wanda has a series right now. Black Widow should have been out by now, but they weren't getting any of this before. You can't just take this awesome scene and pat yourself on the back. You didn't give them the opportunity, which is a minor critique, but it really irked me when I was watching it, because I was like, they tried too hard to do something really simple when they should have been giving them their due all along, like Pepper Potts being in that battle.
The beginning of the war scene, though, when it's actually starting, it's like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like, that's a...
There's so much to it. So I'm critiquing it. I guess I kind of don't like when things come down to a gigantic just CGI mess. There really was no other way to go than that. That's how it had to end. And I think the way that they wrap up Tony and Steve's storylines, Steve Rogers, is just really good. It's hard to argue with. It's so heartfelt, especially Tony's, and it just ends the right way. It definitely belongs number two. There's some other issues I have with it that I get a little frustrated by, but ultimately it goes number two because it is a part two of a story when there's just juggling a lot. And it's really, really long, right? To sit down again and watch another like 3.5 hour movie, hard to do that. Like, I think the rewatchability is really tough.
I kind of agree with that. But when I watched it the first time, I lost track of time. Like, it was one of those movies, like, you're in the moment, you're just watching. It could have been 6 hours. I wouldn't have known. It could. I don't think it dragged on.
No, it doesn't. But it's more of like in your normal life now. It's hard to go back.
If you rewatch over your house, like, okay, yeah, it was 3 o'clock. Now it's 7 o'clock. It's time for dinner. What the hell happened? Like,
right,
kind of thing. So no, I agree with the points, and I had it number three. So I had Guardians of the Galaxy ahead of that as well. So I think we can kind of move on, unless Al want to say anything about Endgame really quick. Or
no, Jordan said it. Jordan said everything that I could have and much better, so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, and I will let
taking Al's airtime. Al, you talk up Guardians.
Did he say Al or Tim? I thought he said Al. Yeah, okay, yeah, Al. Explain where you have Guardians on your list really quick and why you have it on your spot that you had it.
Guardians for me, I had it at number three, actually. Okay. I'm blown away with how well they were able to create like such like a team chemistry dynamic with like was like five or six like people like in an original film, like introducing them. Mm-hmm. Like we have movies on here where it was like tough like to introduce like the main character and find a vibe, but like you brought like Rocket, Drax, Gamora, Chris Pratt, like all together, like in one movie, and made them like a coherent, like everything just fed off of each other. Like the comedy was good. I love the classic, like sci-fi, like action. Like, it's the most like Star Wars-esque, like Marvel film. So like, I just kind of, I like it for that to level. But no, for me, it hits a lot of high notes, and like I love the characters that are in it.
Yeah, well said. That was my point of one of the number one or number two is, well, and obviously everyone knows about the soundtrack. I think we did a soundtrack episode where it was clearly number one, and it is weird to see such a different movie work so well, like Al said. So I kind of just wanted to add that on top of it. So. And Jordan, this is technically your number one.
Yeah.
From what we're picking out of, so you can kind of go in a little more detail as well. It's why you picked it over Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, this is my definite overall number one. How about just starting off with like one of the best backstories of a child, you know, becoming into a larger world? Like just the scene it picks up with his mom on her deathbed. And him, he just can't reach for her. He can't take her hand. You know, it's just what a gut punch off the top. It was like almost like the beginning of Up. It's so good. Yeah. And then
I'm thinking about it now, really quick. If Chris Pratt's listening to this, he'll be happy that he's number one on the list for something. So
like he beat the other Chris's.
You did it. All right, you can proceed now. Yeah,
it's so it goes from that and then just jumps tone so drastically of him singing and dancing on an alien planet and just doing the moonwalk, picking up animals as a microphone, kicking like little rats. Like it just jumps.
That sets the tone for the, sorry to interrupt, that sets the tone for like the soundtrack of what you're kind of getting into. Oh, yeah. As well, it just like gave you good vibes right away, like okay, this is gonna kick ass, like pretty much.
It's yeah, it and it in between those two shots, right, those two scenes where it jumps forward in time, you get the balance of the series. A lot of it is, you know, all of them dealing with their own issues of not being accepted, being outsiders, not really belonging anywhere, the two main characters having really severe daddy issues. But it's very true to who they are consistently. And they are such unique personalities within the Marvel franchise too. Like there's nobody like Star-Lord. There's nobody like Rocket. There's nobody like Drax. They are very, very unique. And you, even though they're all scummy, they have that Han Solo-esque to them, right? Where you know that they're not really up to good stuff, but you can't help to cheer for them.
No, I agree. And I think I was saying this while you're talking. I want to know Al's number one pick as well, because I said Black Panther, Jordan said Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Al, do you have any, what do you have for your number one?
When I initially made this list, I actually had Infinity War as my number one.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like spur of the moment thing, but just like maybe the feeling of like when I was actually watching it like for the first time, where it I don't know, where it's just kind of like where you it had that Avenger or the feeling when I watched like the first Avengers the first time, like, oh my god, I can't believe all six of these people are like together. And then like you have Infinity War where you have like everyone together, like, oh my god, I can't, it's that pre or there's a culmination to this the series like in Endgame that began in Infinity War, which I thought was like just so cool to see like all these pieces like coming together. And like again, and I thought Thanos was like, I loved Josh Brolin's portrayal of him. Just like I thought he was like so, I thought him as like the villain was just so magnetic, like in that film, even more so compared to Endgame. So I don't know, it was just for that. But I'm looking back at it, I might have like talked myself into dropping it like one or two spots, but it's still for me like in that top three.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because like when Jordan said Infinity War, like you could not have said it Vito faster than 0.5 seconds into his penis. So and that makes more sense now that you had it so high, and then having it, you know, even through one through four, one through three, makes you more passionate to want to veto it too. So I think that was well said, and it makes combining the list more interesting when we're all on different pages to see where we can kind of find our common ground here. So I will repeat the list that we had. Just to go from 23 to 1, what we came up with for our list, maybe we'll put on Twitter or something like that if we ever use Twitter. So we have 23, the Hulk, 22, Iron Man 2, 21, Iron Man 3, 20, Thor, The Dark World, 19, Thor, 18, Age of Ultron, Avengers, 17, Captain Marvel, 16, Ant-Man and the Wasp, 15, Ant-Man, 14, Captain America, The First Avenger, 13, Captain America, Civil War, 12, Spider-Man, Far From Home, 11, Doctor Strange, 10, Captain America, Winter Soldier, 9, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, 8, The Avengers, Spider-Man, Homecoming is 7, Thor, Ragnarok is 6, Avengers Infinity War is 5, Iron Man is 4, Black Panther is 3, Avengers Endgame is 2, and number 1 is Guardians of the Galaxy 1, Volume 1. Any regrets, guys?
Thor Ragnarok being 6 is...
I'm sorry, I do love that movie too.
That's, I think, and then Strange being a little high. Outside of that, I think overall, we have the right vibe. Yeah.
I think our bottom six were basically like all the same, like for the most part though.
Yeah.
Like
no, it's
I don't think any of my picks like were off like by more than like one or two spots or more than one spot, even like looking back at it.
George, do you know what I want to do actually? I want to see if I can get away with this. Do we have like any blog site that we use?
Blog site? No, not
like where I made that one Parks and Rec comparison thing.
I mean, you could use our Instagram or Twitter, but no, we don't. I stopped paying for our URL, so okay. It's available.
I was gonna say I want to post a link in a group chat, like or something. Like, oh my god, did you see this? Like this, like article in the top 23, and see like if there's any reactions. But that's
how I do now. Why so, you don't think people are gonna listen to our podcast?
That's not, well, man, some people don't, and like they're not involved. So put an article out there and kind of see what they say would be funny too.
Yeah,
to see our list and what you think. So if you can also go on our Twitter and reply what we messed up on. Producer Tim did, if he's here, he had some mistakes for us that was pre-planned. I don't know if he had them or not. I don't think he wrote them down. So
he did, and he deleted them.
Oh, did he? Okay. So do we want to do trivia or do we want to cut off now?
I think we are running pretty long, which right, we expected
one,
to.
One trivia question. It's going to be quick. All right. So this was Alex, you brought it up before, and that was on my list. I had five different movies. We're just going to do a release date guess. So I'm going to have Al go first, actually, because he was one guessing before. When was the release date for Iron Man? I need a month, day, and year.
So I looked it up when we were when he was talking about the
year. All right, so then out. Here we go. New one.
Just being honest.
May 2nd, 2008. We're going to do the Guardians of the Galaxy release date. So I'm going to make Jordan go first now.
2000.
Yeah, I need a month and day too.
14, May 5th.
Okay. Pretty goddamn close. All right. Good luck, Al. Over under.
2014. March 3rd.
Ooh. Al or Jordan was closer. It was August 1st.
Damn it.
2014. So Jordan, very good guess. So Jordan's winner. Any shout outs?
Brie Larson, I'm sorry we kept you so low.
Yep, sorry, Brie Larson, but shout out to you. Shout out to Chris for being the number one spot today. Like we say, every episode, bye.
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 Lord, I'm confused. Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough. Bye.